Tommy Winger was very well known in the community. He was one of my friends. He was a hustler. He was gay. He was young. He was very pretty, blonde, blue-eyed boy from, like, I think he was from the Midwest. He was one of my close friends in this street. And Tommy was found in numerous pieces in garbage bags in a dumpster on Willow Alley. I know that they never found his legs. I mean, it was very sickening to walk by a roped off alley and know that the bags you see them pulling out of this fucking thing is your friend in this pretty much the same area that the person picked you up at. You know, kind of like a sign or maybe a calling card that, you know, our kind wasn't welcome. We always made sure that after that, that nobody was by themselves. We became a lot more tight-knit as street hustlers. We were not throwaways. We were not nobodies. We're not garbage. It didn't make me scared. It made me want to make things better, to change, to make us more of a group. No, why stop shit? That's what we did, you know. No matter what you do in life, there's always going to be some place to go get what you need, whether it be sex or drugs or boys or girls or what have you, always. So if you ain't going to get it here, then you can get it somewhere else. Well, we wanted to keep it here because that was our bread and butter. Because of my gang experience and growing up in the Mission and being a part of a group of individuals, I took together a ragamuffin motley crew of kids that came from different walks of life and bound them together, and we all became one. We were all teenagers, and we milled together to be safe, to have a unit, you know, something to cling with, because all of us were lost souls, you know. We all needed each other. I mean, we would go out and hustle, and we would all pool our money together and get hotel rooms, and there'd be four or five of us in hotels staying up. And if you didn't make any money that day, it didn't mean you were going to sleep on the street. Your brother or your sister, whoever, you know, you were kicking it with, they made sure that you had a roof over your head or a place to sleep. Once I had my family, I didn't want to leave, so I just stayed. I mean, I could have went back to the Mission District and hung out with my homeboys out there, but then I feel that I abandoned these guys. And whoever you wanted to be on Polk Street, it was cool. If you wanted to be a big old sissy Nelly faggot fucker with spandex, cool. But that sissy Nelly fucker in spandex was a part of my family, and he hung out with me. And he had me watching his back. You know, 15 years before that, I'd have been beaten up on his ass. And here I am protecting him. I came to the realization that my life before that, as you know, not my family life, but my street life was a bunch of bullshit. And here I could just be me. My coming out, this probably was because of Polk Street, but wow, you know, I'd have never known that had I not experienced it for myself. I'd probably be really confused or fucked up or dead or a dope fiend, you know. The street changed people in different ways, you know. I mean, for me, it was a better change. My family was my family, and that's what my concern was, you know. Because there were times I was concerned about, oh, well, you know, what if I wound up like my friend Tommy? I used to wonder, would I be the next one, and would anybody even give a shit? And, you know, Tommy was just like me. He was just a street hustler boy, but he was cared about. people were concerned about me. And I felt, you know, wow, couldn't get this in my neighborhood. Only my friends, only my true friends would be like that. And that's what this was. These were my friends, my family, my Polk Street family. They cared.